Minister Jakic, dear Roman, State Secretary Benko, Members of Parliament, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much indeed for that warm welcome. It is a great pleasure to speak at this roundtable dedicated to the 10th anniversary of Slovenia's membership of NATO. Let me start by congratulating the government, the parliament, and the people of Slovenia on reaching this important milestone. When the Cold War ended, NATO allies faced an historic opportunity to reach out a hand of friendship to countries in our neighborhood and to create the conditions for a Europe that could be whole, free, and at peace. We seized the moment and we created a virtuous circle. The prospect of NATO membership motivated aspirants to adopt important reforms. Those reforms allowed them to become allies, and as the alliance grew, security grew, and stability and prosperity spread across this continent. For me, your membership of NATO and of the European Union evokes very special and personal emotions. As already mentioned, I was Prime Minister of Denmark at the NATO summit in Prague in November 2002, when we decided to invite Slovenia and six other countries to begin accession talks. I remember that historic decision with great pride. And a month later, I had the honor to be president of the European Council in Copenhagen when we completed the negotiations that led to your membership of the European Union. It took long into the night, but we were determined to do it, and we did it. With those twin decisions, we closed a dark chapter in Europe's history, and we opened the door to a new era where freedom, security, and prosperity could flourish. Alongside the enlargement of the European Union, NATO's open door policy has been a real success story for Slovenia and for the alliance. As a member of the alliance, you are part of a unique transatlantic family. You have a rightful place at the table where Europeans and North Americans consult together, decide together, and act together every day. Through NATO, you have achieved greater security with better value for money than you could have achieved alone. And you have helped to advance stability across the Euro-Atlantic area and beyond. And NATO as a whole has benefited from your membership. Slovenia has shown a strong commitment to the defining principles and values of our alliance: individual liberty, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. You have brought enthusiasm and fresh ideas to our political debate. You have helped to forge the consensus that has been central to NATO's success for well over six decades. You have made welcome contributions to our missions, in particular in Kosovo and Afghanistan. And you have been a permanent reminder of the success of our open door policy. Ladies and gentlemen, NATO's door remains open for countries that meet the responsibilities and obligations of membership. There is a place in the free, democratic, and unified Europe that we are building for all the countries of this region. And this is why NATO will continue to assist Bosnia and Herzegovina, Montenegro, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, as well as Georgia, to implement the necessary reforms. Each of the aspirants is different, but each still has some way to go and more efforts to make to demonstrate strong political commitment and to stay on the path of reform and reconciliation. And your country has set a strong example for others in the region to follow. We welcome the work you're doing to share your experience and your expertise with your neighbors and to promote regional cooperation. This will help all the countries of the region to find their place at the heart of Europe and our Atlantic community of nations, where they all belong. Ultimately, it is up to political leaders across this region to demonstrate the same courage and determination that leaders here in this country have shown for many years. To break away from the past, to look forward, and to create a better, safer, and shared future for all their people and this entire region. When they are ready, we are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, 10 years ago, you joined the most successful alliance in history. Today, it remains a source of stability in an unpredictable world. And our fundamental and enduring purpose is to safeguard the freedom and security of all our members. To do that effectively, our alliance has continued to reform, transform, and modernize. At our next NATO summit in Wales in September, we will build on our record of achievement to prepare for the challenges of tomorrow, and I'm sure that Slovenia will play its full part. Thank you.